The devastation caused by the 7.0 magnitude earthquake only adds to Haiti's decades of trouble and turmoil. In January 1991, President Jean-Bertrand Aristide took office after winning Haiti's first democratic election in a landslide, only to be ousted in a military coup the following September. Mr. Aristide returned to power in October 1994 after U.S. President Bill Clinton ordered thousands of U.S. Marines to the island nation to restore democracy. A little more than a year later, former Prime Minister René Préval became Haiti's next president, followed again by Mr. Aristide in November 2000 amid allegations of election irregularities. Mr. Aristide fled Haiti in February 2004 during a public rebellion. He is now offering to return from exile to help rebuild his country. Mr. Préval again won Haiti's presidency in 2006 after an internationally brokered deal over disputed results. In April 2008, Haitian lawmakers voted to dismiss Prime Minister Jacques-Édouard Alexis following riots over escalating food prices, adding to the political turmoil a string of natural disasters. In September 2004, floods in the wake of Tropical Storm Jean killed nearly 3,000 people. In 2008, four tropical storms and hurricanes killed more than 800 people and left some 1 million homeless. In November of the same year, a school outside Port-au-Prince collapsed, killing 95. Blame centered on shoddy construction. Haiti's ambassador to the U.S., Raymond Joseph, says Haiti's troubled past has forged a spirit of perseverance.
I expect the Haitian people to pull together, those abroad who have been helping the country with funds will have to go deeper into their pockets, and those in the country to pull together in unity will do it again.
But attitude is not enough. Hundreds of thousands of Haitians are in dire need of food, water, and medicine. And the UN is appealing to the international community for $550 million to meet those needs. Robert Raffel, VOA News.